Good morning, 大家早。What do you typically worry about?
通常你们担心些什么？
According to a study, an average person's anxiety is focused on 40% on things that will never happen, 30% on things about the past that can't be changed.
通常人担心40%是绝对不会发生过的。30%他们担心的已经过去了，不能再有帮助的。
Also, 12% on things about criticism by others, mostly untrue. 10% about health, which gets worse with stress. And 8% about real problems that will be faced.
剩下12%是担心人家讲他的闲话。10%呢是关心自己的身体的健康，你越担心就越 stress。80%呢是需要担心的，8%。
Though worry is unproductive, for many of us it has become a way of life. We do it so often we don't even give it a second thought.
担心是没有建设性的东西，可是我每个人都担心，我。不知不觉的就会去担心一些事情。
When Jesus said, "Do not worry," this was more than a nice advice to the weary. This was a command to His people.
当主耶稣告诉我们说不要担心，这不是说劝你要这么做，乃是告诉我命令你们这么做。
Have you given much thought as to why worry is not good?This afternoon, we will look at 5 reasons, according to the scripture, why not to worry.
你们有没有想过不去担心有些什么好处？今天下午讲的有五点重点。
If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34.
请打开马太福音6章25节到34节。
I'll read the entire passage in English first, then...You can follow in Chinese. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is it not more important than food and your body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in their barns, and yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes?See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? O, you of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
第二十五节告诉我们说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜过饮食吗？身体不胜过衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不储蓄在仓里。你们天父尚且养活他们，你们不比飞鸟更为贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑或者寿数多加一刻的时间呢？为何为衣裳忧虑？你想野地的百合花怎么长起来的？它也不劳苦，它也不纺线。然而我们告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这个花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呐、啊！野地里今天草今天还在，明天就丢到炉子里面，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们所需要的一切东西你们天父早已经知道，你们要先求他的国他的义，这些东西都要加给你们，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天就够了。
The first reason not to worry is that there are greater concerns in life. There are greater concerns in life.
第一个不要担心的事情，因为
他你生命中有很重要需要你担心的东西。
Jesus said in verse 25, Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? God did not create us in his image just so that we could fret about what's for dinner or worry over what to wear.
耶稣在25章时告诉我们说，其实我们身体不过于它重要过它的食物吗？而身体不重要过它的衣服吗？主告诉我们说，当他创造我们的时候，他的样式就是不要我们担心。为什么为晚饭吃晚饭担心？为穿什么而担心？
Many of the things that we choose to be anxious over are not life-threatening, and we give way too much energy to things that we can't change.
我们常常担心一些事情，都是我们不会改变的，而且我们花了很多时间去为它忧虑。
This word worry means distracted. When we worry, we are distracted from the important things in life.
担心使你离开了主题。当我们担心的时候，我们看不到生命中其他很重要的东西。
In Luke chapter 10 of the Bible, when Martha opened her home to Jesus, her attention was divided over the preparations. She was worried and upset about many things.
在路加福音第四章里面， Martha 打开了家，让耶稣基督进来。可是呢，他的注意力分散到其他去准备东西，而他担心使他做事情做得更不完美。
Martha's attention was divided, and she forgot what was really needful or important. The more important thing was for her to sit at the feet of Jesus. Worry has a way of distracting us from those really important things in life.
当 Martha把东西分了那么多样去做，他就脱离了主题。他没有想到最重要的东西是他需要坐在主耶稣的脚下。
Now it's not just over food or clothing. It can be a list of things. We might worry about our business or about our health or this storm that's coming or retirement. Some worry when there's nothing to worry about.
我们常常担心一些不是我们的身体健康，我们的经济情况，很多事情不是你可以担心可以有帮助的。
God created us for better things. He made us to be more occupied with the things of God. He created us to love and worship and to serve Him, and He made us for fellowship.
上帝创造我们，他有更好的意思在我们心里面。不是叫我们去担心， 哪是叫我们去宣扬他的慈爱教义。
God would rather us grow in his grace than rot in worry. He would rather us represent his interests on earth and invest in eternal things rather than be overly troubled over material things.
上帝创造我们是叫我们能够在世上做出耶稣基督的样式，而不是让我们在一些烦恼里面腐败。
So there are greater concerns in this life. Another reason not to worry is you are valuable to God. You are valuable to God.
这在你的生命中有很多需要我们忧虑的事情，最重要的一样事情就是你在主内是有价值的。
Birds don't farm.Birds don't earn money, but have you noticed that God still feeds them? If God cares for the animal and plant life of this world, how much more will He care for you and me?
小鸟，它不计划也不播种，上帝仍然的替它安排一切的事情。所有动物都是一样，何况是我们是人类。
In God's hierarchy of creation, you are way more valuable than any bird or any bush.After God created man, he said it was very good, and he rested.
我们是神创造里面最高等的一样动物。当神创造男人之后，看了一下说，非常好，就走了。
And so if God cares for the plants and animals, we should expect Him to care for us and sustain us. God not only gave His only Son to us, He was willing to give us everything that we need.
上帝创造我们比那些花花草草鸟鸟都要重要。上帝创造我们的时候，他不但给他的独生子给了我们，他仍然把所有我们需要的都为我们预备好了。
You see, God values you, and just because you fall on hard times doesn't mean that God has forgotten you. He doesn't value you any less or love you less when you run through difficult times.
在困难困境中，主没有说爱我们少一点，或者把我们忘记。他一样的，一样的爱我们，一样的记得我们。
When you value someone as much as God values you, you don't neglect that person. You don't neglect them. You are there for them, just like God is there for us.
当你爱一个人，好像神爱你一样，你就会不会把他放在一边放弃，而且你付出你全部的爱对他。
Whether you realize it or not, God is meeting your needs. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you."
彼得五章七节告诉我们说，把所有的重担交托给主，他会掌管一切。
Now Jesus is not advocating laziness. We still have to work. We still have to be responsible, conscientious people, which means life can be very busy at times.
神并不是告我们说要我们懒惰，我们仍然要做些我们需要负责的东西，我们需要关切的东西，使我们的生活很充实。
God provides food for the birds, but they still have to search for it. A grown-up bird doesn't sit on a perch with its mouth wide open toward heaven. He is busy flying place to place and looking for food and building nests for his young. He keeps busy.
神创造鸟，不是说叫它在鸟巢里面像小鸟一样张开嘴巴等着吃的东西，它仍然要去飞寻找它的食物。
As you act responsibly, you can still know that you're very valuable to the one who created you.
当你做出你负责任的样式之后，
Another reason not to worry is that nothing good comes out of worry.
忧虑是没有好处的。
When we bring on a wave of apprehension in our life, nothing good comes of it. Verse 27 says, you cannot add a single hour to your life. In fact, worry can take hours from your life.
当你担心紧张的时候，对你的身体工作都没有帮助的。按理说，我们担心在你的生命中不会加长多一分钟的生活，或多一分一个钟头生活，照理说会缩短你的生命。
Do you realize worry affects every system in your body?With worry, your blood pressure rises. With worry, your liver produces more cholesterol.
当你担心的时候，你的血压会增高。你在你担心的时候，你的肝指数也会增高。
Worry can cause muscle tension, which gives rise to headaches and back pain and other body aches. With worry, there's an increase in stomach acid. With worry, you can get chest pains.
当你担心，你所有你会肩膀痛、脖子痛、背痛。当你担心的时候，你的胃里面胃酸会分泌的更多。当你担心的时候，你会觉得胸部阵痛。
Worry can affect your respiratory system and flare up asthma and cause all kind of breathing problems.
担心也让你胸部、你的气喘更加严重。
On top of the physical problems, sustained worry can lead to anger or depression. It can also lead to sleepless nights.
除了在你身体上的作用之外，担心让你情绪上也有很多的波动，让你晚上睡不着觉，而有很多超低情绪。
When you are anxious, others around you are affected. Worry also restricts your fellowship with God.
当你紧张的时候，你影响到你周围所有的人， 也影响了这些我们信徒。
Nothing good comes out of worry. And have you noticed, worry never erases mistakes from the past.
总而言之来说，就是担心没有一样好处。当你看到的时候，所有的担心从来不会改变任何一个你生命上的错误。
Nothing good comes out of worry. It is futile and pointless, and yet we still do it.
当我们知道忧虑对我们没有好处，可是我们仍然去做。
You can worry yourself to death. Doctors tell us that those that are full of fear and worry die sooner. Studies show that more people die from worry than from work.
我们常常说担心死了，担心跟死两个字摆在一起。你只要担心的话，你真的你的生命会短暂，而且记录告诉我们说，担心的人会短寿。
So we can see there's no advantages to worry. The next thing is that worry reflects a lack of faith. Worry reflects a lack of faith.
那我们现在能够做结论，就是说担心对我们没有好处。下面一个，你担心对你的信心也会摇动。
Jesus says, observe how the lilies of the field grow. They neither toil nor spin. No plant has ever had a nervous breakdown.
基督说野地的花，百合花，它也不动，它也不转。它的梗子从来没有说它有精神崩溃的。
God also clothes the grass of the field. And if God provides something that lasts for a short time,and is later used as fuel, how much more will he provide for eternal beings like you and me?
看看外面野地的绿草，它是生命很短暂的生命，马上收割之后，也许去做柴烧了。况且我们这么珍贵的生命呢？
We need to rethink this whole idea of worry. Do you realize that worry dishonors God? It is a faithless act.
我们要重新做一个定义来说什么是担心。担心是不服从主给我们的命令。
Worry says, Lord, I don't believe that you will provide for this situation. By our actions, we are saying we don't believe that God is capable of doing what he promised.
假如神给我命令说不要担心的话，你的担心就是违抗神的命令，就是不相信神会做得到。
If anything, we are putting our faith in the negative. According to Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
我们常常把这些信心往反方向去走。这个地方 Hebrews 书告诉我们说，没有信心的话，你绝对不会使神快乐。
To please God, we must place our trust in God.And even today, you can surrender your anxieties to the Lord and trust Him for the results in your life.
就是当你不服从神的命令，就是你对神没有信心，不把信心放在神的手中。
And then last, our Heavenly Father knows what we need. Our Heavenly Father knows what we need.
神会知道掌管一切的。
People without Jesus Christ spend their lifetime chasing after their needs and wants. Jesus even says the pagans run after these things. They strive after it.
当人不接受主的时候，他们追求世界上的东西，世界上的就追求世界。
With no sense of security, people chase material things, thinking life will be more meaningful.I want you to know this afternoon that God not only is aware of your need, He is in the process of meeting your need.
当你没有信心的时候，你追求的世界都是短暂的。我现在告诉你，上帝对你的一切通通预备好。
Do not lose hope. He knows what you need, and it is implied here in the text that He will meet your need.
不要放弃你对他的希望。上帝主知道你所需要的东西，他并不是说会回应每一件，可他知道。
Now we might not get all the things that we want, But he will meet our needs. Our heavenly Father knows what we need.
他未必能够在你大条文里面每一样通通给你做得到，可是他可以知道哪样是你需要，哪样你不需要。
In these last two verses, Jesus ends this passage with two things that we can do.
最后两句话里面，上帝告诉我们某些事情我们可以做的。
The first thing is to put God first. In verse 33, God makes a covenant with us. Here it is. Put God's interests first, and he will guarantee your future needs.
第一个是相信他。当你相信主的时候，主可以保证能够做到你一切的需要。
Someone said this is God's social security program. Put him first, and he will cover your needs. Let me ask you, is he first in your life? And does it show in the way you live every day?
有个人曾经说过，主就像我们买全民健保一样，你只要付款，他就保证你一切安稳。
The second thing is do what you can today. You got something to do today? Let me encourage you to do it. Procrastination only adds to stress.
第二件事就是说，今天你要做的事情就是去做。你有什么事情需要今天做的，不要拖到明天。
If you got something for tomorrow, let it wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself.
假如这件事情是明天要做的，今天不要去担心，因为明天有明天的担心。
If God prompts you to do something today, you might want to do it. If God prompts you to resolve something with someone, you might want to do that.
当上帝说要你去做一件事情，今天你马上去做。也许上帝叫你跟某些人的修好他们的关系，不再吵架，你马上就要去做。
If you need to confess sin to God, which has been the cause of your worry, do it. If you're ready to begin living for Jesus Christ today, do it. Put God first and follow up with your commitment today.
你今天对神的应许，你今天要做，跟随主的意思，今天的事情不要拖到明天。
We serve a good God. As I close this in prayer, I invite you to do two things. To surrender your worries to the Lord, and I also invite you to put Christ first, to seek Him and to serve Him.
我们的神是爱我们的神，在我们结束祷告的时候，我想大家一起把你的忧虑通通交给主，让主掌管一切。
God bless you as you follow God's word and live it out in your life today.
当你跟随主的脚步。主一定会保守的。
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pastor Miller.非常感谢我们母会的这个牧师 Miller 牧师。我们现在是唱诗奉献的时候，我们唱的诗歌，现在今天唱的奉献的诗歌是在你诗集的第340首。我们唱到第二节的时候，请今天的诗事出来收奉献。要是 Amy 跟Cecilia 来出来收奉献。Number 340, Oh, to be like thee. 我们唱全部三节。